He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast. Smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth. Drama. Smooth. Drama.
All right, welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger. And I got my boy, Lil Arson, in the building tonight. What's going on with y'all, America? Tonight, special guest, got my boy, Jay Foss, and Marcus Black out of Detroit.
Yes. D-Town, baby.
Yeah, Detroit in the house. Even though I'm a Pacer, man. We gonna talk to Detroit tonight.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, a little bit. This Detroit stuff. Anyway, y'all want to bring us off a call. 646-929-2037. Once again, 646-929-2037. If you don't feel like calling, you want to break us off, it's understandable. You can hit us up at smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. We will gladly accommodate you and your stories and your experiences. And as always, we encourage the
chat room.
Yeah, come to our chat room, of course. But also, we have our Smooth Drama Network, where you can come and network with other Smooth Drama listeners and add your music, add your videos, your blogs. You know, we want to know everything about you so that when we stalk you, it'll be much easier.
I love stalking.
Yeah, stalking is our life. Also, text code. If you want to keep up with us when we together, you can hit us up. Text the word Smooth Drama to 41411. Once again, text me and Butter the word Smooth Drama to the number 41411.
Or if you want to aim, you know, me, Little Arson, I got my aim, and that's Junior Arson is a Beast, all one word. That's all type it. And Arson is spelled A-R-S-I-N. I'm trying to network too.
Okay. Anyway.
We're trying to touch that.
See, but you can that's what our Smooth Drama Network is. You go to the Smooth Drama Network and y'all can talk, converse, comment back and forth, holler, share videos, all that.
Trying to get in touch with your fan base. Like when I go on Larry King, I'm gonna touch base with his fans too. When I go on Sean Hannity, I'm gonna touch base with his fans.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. I was reading that they're really pushing this Jack Johnson pardon. You know, I don't know if a lot of people know who Jack Johnson is, and I'm gonna keep talking about this because this is something that won't go away. Not that it's that important, but still, Jack Johnson was the first black heavyweight champion of the world. And what happened was, as you know, back in the days, there was a little racial tension here in America.
Just a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't a lot.
It was just a little bit.
The segregation and all that.
Yeah, Jim Crow, all that. Anyway, what happens is, Jack Johnson, he was like flamboyant. You know, they talk about flamboyant entertainment. Jack Johnson was flamboyant to the fullest. Jack Johnson had a stable of unheard of in the day. White women and
Chuck Berry complex.
Yeah, he would take them all over the country, whatnot. Well, this caused him to get in trouble with the law, obviously, there was a law called the Mann Act, which meant that you couldn't take women across the country.
Didn't hear about that.
Yeah.
All women of each race?
No, it was pretty much you couldn't take white women anywhere, not a black man at least, because, you know, obviously white men took white women across the country. You know, you think that dude would take his woman with him. Unfortunately, in those days, it was not looked upon as the thing to do.
Well, yeah, of course, you know, dog is man's best friend.
Anyway, we ain't going there. Now, what happened is this, is Jack Johnson was jailed for this, and as part of his plea bargain, he would fight, and eventually, he lost his title, but he would fight, and he would pay restitution to the United States. What Senator McCain, y'all know Senator McCain as the one who lost to Obama in the election, the primary election.
Is that the 100-year-old dude?
Yeah. Well, what he's trying to do, he's trying to get Obama to pardon Jack Johnson.
That's respectable.
Yeah, but you know what? My opinion on this is Jack Johnson is dead. And, you know, pardoning Jack Johnson is like freeing the slave that died in 1765.
I mean,
they don't really care about freedom. They're dead.
I mean,
they're already free.
We didn't get our acres and our mules, but it was a nice gesture.
Yeah, I don't know. What is a dead man going to do with a gesture?
I don't know. Yeah. Well, think about the family. Maybe his family will like it, you know?
Yeah. Hold on a second. I believe we have a caller. Butter.
What the hell you got
on your head? What?
What the hell you got on your head?
It's called a hat.
Yeah.
You should learn to get one. It might help you out. Yeah.
That's all right. I like my crazy hair.
Okay. Alright, is that what you wanted?
I want to get on the conversation.
Oh, you want to get in on the conversation. Anyway, what I was saying, I was talking about Jack and how, you know, they're trying to pardon him. And I'm like, well, Jack Johnson is dead. And, you know, pardoning him is like freeing a slave that died in 1765. It don't really matter now. They're gone.
But it's still a nice gesture, right?
Yeah, I'm not down with nice gestures.
Right. What happened to the love movement?
Well, we always on the love movement.
Love, kind gesture.
That's not love.
It's a step in the right direction,
but it's not a step in the right direction.
Yes, I'm with your partner there.
Okay. Anyway, since we got a request for the love movement, Florida. I can't believe that I'm talking about love out of Florida. I guess there's some love in Florida.
Are you reaching out to Florida?
I'm reaching out to Florida.
God. Floridian?
Part of Florida. I'm going to rub the nipples on Florida.
Where are the nipples at?
Somewhere. Anyway, in Florida, there's a couple. David Cipherly and Isabel Linda Reyes, they fell in love because there's this guy named the Raven he's been running for like the past 35 years. He runs 8 miles every day. So what they did was they started running with him, and I guess this dude has a crowd that runs with him.
Is this like the Rocky thing that people follow him when he's running?
No, this is just straight. What,
it sounds like a Rocky movement thing.
This is some beautiful shit.
What's it called? Forrest Gump.
Yeah, when you remember he had the smiley face. Well, he had the.
Why not? What they did was they fell in love during this, and so they decided to have their wedding on the run. So with the Raven.
Does that give another word to the meaning elope?
They had their wedding during the actual 8-mile run.
Yeah, they eloped. They got married on the run.
So they have to get a free for that. Hey, that was a good pun.
Thank you very much.
That's funny. I'm about to kick him out of the studio. And so what happens is that she wore a short skirt so that she could run, and he wore no shorts. But he had shorts, obviously.
Shorts.
Yeah, and the bow tie, and they got married with the Raven during the.
But he wasn't wearing a shirt.
No.
And he was wearing a bow tie.
Yeah, he's wearing a bow tie.
It's like a Chippendale thing.
Basically, yeah.
Did they go on their honeymoon when they ran into?
No.
They just ran.
Honeymoon after, man. What's wrong?
Or did they make their official while they were running?
Yeah, they probably kissed.
How? They were running.
You running and you make his sobriety, then you kiss and keep running. You know, it's possible for you to kiss and run at the same time. I love you, baby. Okay, well,
that's too damn difficult.
Yeah, some folks got coordination where some of y'all don't.
I can't even chew gum and walk at the same time. Much less somebody. I can't blink and breathe.
Dick?
What?
You got issues. You got issues over there.
Yeah,
no. I'm crazy. Don't mind me.
You got some issues in Dick Studio.
Right. Well, anyway, you know, speaking of running, you know, we'll talk about some craziness. The craziest story that I read is about, and this is OG, you know. Right, OG, you know, old school gangster.
40-year-old, he's still banging.
No, I'm going worse than that. A 98-year-old woman was indicted and accused of strangling her 100-year-old nursing home roommate.
She just couldn't wait it out, huh?
No, nah, she had to kill somebody. Well, you know.
What is she going to do?
The woman's name was Elizabeth Barrow, and Laura Lundquist killed her and, you know, wrapped a plastic bag around her head and just strangled her to death.
That was just a touch on the top.
Are they like feud or something?
I guess so. That's old school right there. 98 and 100, and I guess it just goes to show you, you know, it doesn't matter. Ignorance don't have no
age limit.
Okay, but they're not gonna put her in jail, are they?
Yeah, she'll be like the grandmama to everybody up in there. Nobody's gonna mess with her. Oh, nah, never mind. People crazy.
I mean, what? She's 98, and you can say she's not harmless, but
She has life in prison.
That's like 2 days after.
You figure prison food. If she make it through the trial,
she probably got to have somebody chew her prison food for her.
But this ain't birds.
Dick?
Yeah.
You got issues over there.
I mean, I'm sure those women would love to have, like, a motherly figure up in there.
She's gonna become somebody's bitch.
You're going to be my grandmother today.
Oh, yeah.
That's just nasty. And
age ain't nothing but a number.
Okay. On that note, we gonna go to the song. This is my man Jay Farr, parallel about taking.
First off, some more, we bout to tear down. I'm kicking, I got some breakers. Throw that freaking dress on, we got reservations. Coach is digging, be a lithium. For the night, cow, we got a room with the adenium. You deserve to be treated special. You've been so patient, not a lot of caking, but still I'm your favorite, and it ain't changing. Only thing that might change is your last name.
Welcome back to Smooth Diamond. Sorry about the technical difficulties we're experiencing. There's something wrong with our system. Too much water. We apologize to our listeners and to the artists. Get my man on the phone.
What up?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm a little
tired. Welcome to Smooth Drama.
What's good? What's good, D-Hug?
I'm good. What's going on with you, man?
I'm chilling. See you all over there. How's that song?
It's pretty dope, man.
Okay. I'm going to call you D-Hug, man.
D-Hug is good. And that is pretty good.
Like what?
So who am I speaking with?
Oh, this Black, man. Okay. 4520 Studio.
All right.
Got my cuz, Jay Force, right here.
What up, DJ Force?
What's up, Jay Force? How you living, baby?
Oh, yeah, I'm doing real good. I'm glad to take the plane.
All right. Well, first I want to thank you, of course, for coming on the show. Second, joining our network and dropping the cut on our network.
That's no problem, man.
Now I want to ask y'all. I see that y'all are part of Camp 4.5 Entertainment. What's that all about?
Yeah, Camp 4520. You know, my cousin Black, he served as a producer / president, and I was CEO of Camp 4520. What it is just a whole bunch of my boys, man. You know how you got that story where you started from the basement. That's really like what it was. You know, we just started from the basement, just being cool, chilling, drinking. You know what I'm saying? And then it turned into a whole movement after that, and it's still a movement to this day. So we got a lot of artists under us, but right now we just really trying to push my career and everybody as a whole. Camp 4520 really pushing me out here, Jay Foss and Stash Studios. That's the studio, you know.
All right. So is this part of your album, or is this just like a single or mixtape or?
Yeah, that's gonna be the first single coming off my album. I chose that one because it has a wide demographic, man. A lot of people told me that I was feeling that one. So I listen to what the streets want and also what the birds want, you know.
Right.
Best marketing ability. And I got so much different stuff coming on the album, man. False Identity. It's gonna be a real treat for the listeners, you know.
Well, I want to comment because I see that you actually attended the Institute, the Recording Institute of Detroit. You were the valedictorian, you know.
Yeah.
I don't think a lot of people can appreciate, you know, studying your craft and understanding and being able to not only just do songs, but to put it all together.
Right.
And having the know-how.
Yeah, thanks, man. I appreciate it. Yeah, that was one of my goals as an artist. Probably when 07 broke, I told myself I want to learn how to do everything. So, you know, you shouldn't be limited in your career. And that's how I feel. And that's why I went after engineering. And then my cousin Black, who's sitting right here, you know, he taught me how to make the beat just recently, about 5-6 months ago. So I probably done cranked out about 50 of those already. So, you know, just really working hard, man.
Okay. So what is y'all plan? I know you got the entrepreneur thing going because you got your clothing line. You're the host of Thriller Thursdays. What's Thriller Thursdays about?
Thriller Thursdays is a showcase that's brought to you by Camp 4520. It's a showcase that we do for local artists as well as a party. We try to be real recession friendly, you know.
Right.
Huh? Oh, yeah. We just try to be recession friendly, you know, only a few bucks to get in. We don't charge the artists at all. We wanted to do it different from all the open mics. We didn't want 20 people per show, so therefore we only have 4 or 5 acts per week. So get an artist exclusivity. I feel anything we doing for the artist, and we're going to do it like we're doing it for us, you know, because that's essentially who we're doing it for.
Right. So what made you decide you wanted to get into the rap game? And this could go to either one of y'all.
I mean, well, me personally, you know what I mean? I always just did music, you know what I mean? And, you know, I started out rapping first, and I ended up going into the production side of things later on. And so now I'm kind of on both ends. I took a step back to push my cousin's career right now. You know, I'm trying to work everything as far as the management goes and all of that. And I'm learning as I go along. Feel me? And hey, I wanted to put this out there too. We need to plug this early. Go ahead and cop that ringtone, all the listeners. Go ahead and get that. It's Cake Mix at 33563. The word, one word, Cake Mix.
Okay. All right. So you ringtones, you got the album, you got the club, you got the clothing line. I know y'all from Detroit. You know, there's a lot of stuff that people are saying about Detroit.
Mm.
Now, I myself, I'm curious because I hear a lot of stuff. What's going on in Detroit right now? How is it?
Let me tell you. Basically, since we've been working out of this studio, out of Fast Studio, we've been doing dealings with a lot of different Detroit artists. And me personally, I'm gonna be honest with you. I was feeling the same way about Detroit, but we actually getting a lot of hot stuff coming out this studio, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, that's neither here nor there. That's something that's going to later on be found out, but I feel that we what the game need right now, personally, especially coming out of Detroit, you know?
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Will Arson. I'm co-hosting tonight. How y'all doing?
Pretty good. What up?
Hey, I just got a question for you right now, because, you know, I'm heavy on my rapping stuff and all that. I follow, you know, all kinds of, like, the battle rap circuit. I just want to know who's, like, y'all favorite rappers, y'all favorite MCs that's out right now.
NBA Main. I have 4-5-20 as far as battle rapping, you know. Well, no.
Cool.
So, y'all have
that. Yeah. I actually just picked up an Elzai album that was real hot. I really like Elzai from Slum Village, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Man, Cap put me up on his album the other day, and we were just sitting down listening to his lyrical content. It's real heavy, and that's what we all about. We promote good lyrics. You know, something that actually got some substance.
Oh, right.
I'm a guy that likes seasoning in my food. You know what I'm saying?
What? That's me too, man. I'm heavy into Cass right now. Cassidy. I'm waiting on his new stuff. His stuff is
okay.
To
yeah, almost definitely. We follow Cassidy.
Oh man.
We definitely. I mean, we come up from like the Locks, you know, Court the Locks, and Jay-Z. T.I., Jeezy, all them. We mess with all them industry. But more, I really be into listening to the actual sound of the music because I am an engineer, and I really want to capture that industry sound for my music. And for everybody who comes to the studio, I want them to have that industry sound because that's what we competing with. So that's really my main focus. And if you're going to do a song, you want to make it to where it's a hit. You know, so that's really the main focus for me and all the music that comes out the studio. You know, I do my mix and the technical stuff, the equalization and compression, and Black come right behind me, chopping stuff, screwing it, you know, chopping everything up, putting delays on it. So, man, we got a real, real tight squad.
Well, I know y'all know the history of Detroit. You from Pittsville, USA.
Heck yeah, man.
So, you know, that's a legacy that y'all got to uphold there.
Right. Big Doug, where you from, man? You from the Naptown?
I'm from Indiana. You know, I got a dual heritage. Born in Indiana, raised in New Orleans. So, I'm stuck, you know.
I'm from out here. I'm from California, so, you know,
now,
Cali kid.
I do have to say this. I listened to one of your songs, and you said something about my Pacers. I wasn't appreciating that. I almost canceled the interview, but I was like, I got to be a bigger man than that.
What I say? Pacers.
Yeah, you said something about... I ain't from Indiana.
Oh.
Down with the Pacers. I was like, hold on.
Uh-oh.
Hold on.
Uh-oh.
I remember that. Hey, you got to point the song out for me, man.
You know, we had some problems ironing out with the faces, though. You know, everything good now.
Yeah, man.
Everything good.
That probably was a few years back when he spent that.
Yeah, it was a little problem. I understand. You know, I'm a big basketball dude, so you know, I'm a hate.
Oh yeah, yeah, we real big sports fans too, man. Over here, I actually been in the music so much lately, man. I it's hard to keep up with the sports, man. I thought I'd never say that, but
man,
since I was young, you know. But I made this my career, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you dedicated. You working, you trying to eat. I mean, like you saying, starting out in the basement, you know, I'm in the basement right now.
Oh, yeah. I still spit in basements. I get it in anyway, you know what I'm saying?
Right. You know, now we talking about you in the basement. Now, I know y'all in Detroit. Are y'all trying to build up Detroit? You trying to stay there, or are you're there, but you're looking to move somewhere else? What's your long term plan?
Well, we definitely see this, because you want a place don't mean you have to be in the place. You know what I'm saying? Especially with this internet. I mean, that's really an avenue for us out the D with still being in the D, you know. But I definitely want to do something for the youth, because we really suffering as far as our youth. They don't really have no father figures, you know, no people who they can just look up to and say, oh, he cool, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's just their peers who in gangs and all that stuff, so I want to show them a different way, show them how to get this legal money, you know, and really, if you want to rap, I want to show you how to try to make some money rapping, you know what I'm saying? Just don't be doing it for fun.
Yeah.
Because if it's your career, you should be making money, right?
Right, of course. Oh, most definitely.
So that's why I want to start a nonprofit organization eventually. You know, I just want to let y'all know, you know, me and my cousin, he's Black, he in on all my business ventures or whatever.
Okay.
You know, we didn't grow up since birth together. So we in it to win it together. We a package deal. You know, that's what it is.
Okay. So now, all right, you plan on coming out with an album. What's the first time you're going to come out with an album?
Oh, I released my mixtape, Bold Statements. You know, did a couple hundred on those, just pressed those up, gave those out or whatever, just to build the street buzz. But False Identity is going to give you really what I'm all about. It's going to have songs like, you know, of course, Cake It, because, you know, I chill with females, you know, Cake It Up. Have a good time with them, and that's part of my life. Also, I got songs like "God First, Get Money, Don't Stop," and that's self-explanatory. What that song's about. The first verse is about God being ahead of my life. The second verse about getting money. The third verse is about never stopping getting it. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well,
I do songs that's true to me.
Hey, well, you know, I think that's very important, because, you know, a lot of people, you know, they make music that, you know, they're like, oh, this is going to be the hit. And I'm of the opinion, and I've never been one to say that, hey, this has got to be all conscious. It's got to be all party. I think that you need that diversity, you know, because you got to be who you are.
That's true.
You know, when you're false, you know, it comes off as false.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
You know, I mean, in like, you know, in the business we in, you know, network and whatnot, and I talk to y'all, you know, I like talking to artists and getting their perspective on their songs, because, you know, I can listen to a song and think something, and somebody else can listen to it, but I like to hear what y'all was thinking when you was putting these songs together, you know.
Right, right.
Yeah, and with that song, I mean, that was kind of like we like to just go with the flow, you know. When something comes to your head, don't second guess yourself. You know, I made the beat in like 15 minutes, and he had the song done. He had an idea for the song. I gave it to him on a CD. He had the idea for the song in about 5 minutes, and the next day the song was laid down. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So we just go with the flow, and how you feel at the time is that's gonna all get captured in your music, you know. So we don't overthink shit too much. You feel me?
Right. Well, no, it you know, definitely don't want to overthink it. Now I'm gonna ask y'all. There's a guy, Michael Steele. I don't know if y'all know him. He's the head of the GOP, the Republican Party.
Black dude.
Bald. He came out this week to get in touch with the hip hop audience, and so he took some pictures where he's in the B-boy stance and the different B-boy stances with him and his staff, and like, you know, all I can say is Google Michael Steele, and you see these damn pictures of him trying to, like, you know, run it out,
probably urban and stuff.
And
that
I'm like,
work,
if he wanted to reach out to the hip hop nation, I'm like, why didn't he just talk?
Yeah,
you know, just young people and talk.
Cause that's not the way you gotta go about things. Like, you're not gonna really reach the youth like that. We just want real people.
Okay. Now, I want to ask y'all, you know, I mean, you know, talking about politics and whatnot, I don't know what your political affiliations are, and, you know, I was going to ask you what you thought about that, you know, what's going on in this country and whatnot, and, you know, people like that who do those kind of things, like, I'm going to take a picture, like, this is going to get you closer to black folks.
Yeah, man, it's a lot of stuff that is misperceived in that area, in that whole other side, if y'all know what I mean.
Right.
But you know, I just look at them like that, like they don't know. You know, I don't really look at them. I don't get upset about it, because maybe if I was raised like that, and you know, I try to look at it on the other side of things, but. There's definitely a lot of stuff that can get me rattled about, you know, like Tiger Woods, first of all.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah.
I wish he'd just, you know, I'm still kind of mad at Tiger. He said he wasn't black.
Yeah.
I didn't even go lie. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people feel like that, but real talk, as far as politics goes, we really wasn't even into politics until Barack, you know, made that push to become the first black president. We really wasn't into politics, man. And that, honestly, after he got elected, I just hope, you know, I pray for him. I hope he do well. But I can't spend my energy into that. I got a life to live. You know what I'm saying? I can't worry about politics.
I know. You know, you in Detroit. Now, I was just asking earlier, you know, I mean, is it true like half the population on the left, there's nothing there? I mean, we don't know. And I don't plan on going to Detroit anytime soon. So I got to ask people who are there.
Okay, put it like this, man. I've been in Detroit. Now, this real talk. I've been in Detroit for my whole life, born and raised on the east side. Like, bro, and everybody who we deal with, been in DR whole life. I've been almost robbed one time. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not as tough as people think. Like, only reason why I didn't get robbed is because I end up knowing the guy who tried to rob me. Like, what's going on?
What?
Oh, my bad, dog. You can have your Cody and your money back.
Oh, man. For real?
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah, it ain't really like that. As long as you a cool cat, real recognize real, you know. Sometimes you might get caught in the wrong place at the wrong time, but that's why you got to know those wrong places. You know, I know the wrong places to go at the wrong time. I won't be there.
Well, you know, I'm from New Orleans, and I hear stuff, and you know, you hear stuff in the news, and I'm like, damn, how did I ever survive? You know, when you're from a place, and then you hear about it, it's like, shit, is it really that bad? Was it really that bad? I mean, because you know, I know it's bad, but like you said, you just gotta know the wrong places.
Yeah, you gotta know where to like
and not
navigate.
To go. Yeah.
You gotta be smart too, man. You gotta be smart too, though. You know, I mean, a lot of people get caught up in that just simply for lack of knowledge. They just dumb. You know what I'm saying? Just be doing dumb shit.
Yeah.
I mean, some people just ask for it, man. And you already got shot up for robbing, going and already, and you still breaking in people's houses. Yeah, that's when the murder rate rises.
Well, I'm like, you know, I'm thinking, you know, smart thinking that being that nowadays everybody's got damn gun, breaking into the house is the smartest thing to do. I'm reading about a 62-year-old man in a wheelchair just put a couple of dudes down who broke into his house.
That's a G right there.
You know, I'm like, so I'm just thinking that sometimes, you know, folks don't think. Now, I don't want to get sidetracked here because we're going too far.
Yeah.
Well, what's up with y'all clothing line? You know, what kind of gear we got?
Oh, yeah. We basically just had our first event June 13th in 2009, you know what I'm saying? And it was basically we unveiled polo designs, a lot of other t-shirt designs, and just new stuff to come, and what direction we going in for the clothing line. You know, I got 16 businesses to sponsor the event. I got a lot of credibility with a lot of people, so, you know, people trust me to do good things. And, you know, I got a large network right now, and I'm just trying to build it stronger, meet a lot of new folks and take it to the next level, man, you know?
Okay, so y'all
get a lot of money with my people. All
right, so y'all do fashion show?
Yeah, I was in my first fashion show in October, I believe. Yeah, it was October. It was at the African American Museum, the Charles H. Wright Museum downtown. Downtown Detroit, and it was nice, man. Even though I was a late entry, you know, we had a real good time. I had about 8 models, a couple male models. Everybody really did their thing, and I made a lot of contacts, a lot of networking went on after that. Hooked up with a couple magazine companies. I mean, I get a lot of love. Like, the D ain't like it is made out to be. You know, it's tough. Because there's not a lot of money here, unless you're in the right thing, you know what I'm saying? If you're in the right thing, it's the money here, but if you want something like music, it's not too much money here for that.
Right. So y'all design the clothes yourself, and how you put them together? You have a factory, people sew them up. How do you go about doing the clothing line?
Actually, we're working off the silk screening right now, so a lot of designs, we get embroidery and silk screening, but I have my graphic designer, who is also co-owner of the clothing line. His name is Bo, and he owns Still Strong Graphic Design.
Okay.
And he does all my graphic artwork, and if y'all ever go on my Facebook, which is J*StarStatusFoss, FO2S, that's J*StarStatusFoss. I got everything. I got videos, all designs, you know, and also on other sites like StashStudio.com, MySpace.com/FossIdentity. Yeah, so all the listeners, y'all make sure y'all go check everything out. Make sure y'all text Cake Mix to 33563 also. Really just try to support, man, as much. If you like it, I wouldn't buy nothing I don't like.
Oh, right.
You know, so even look at the pictures.
Right. Well, you know, I was going to say, like, if people wanted to hear your music, you tell them where they can hear your music at, and if they wanted to cop some music, where could they get that?
Tell them they can hear the music right here at smoothdrummer.com. If they want to cop the music, they can go to basically we got the iTunes cracking off right now. So you can go to iTunes.com and type in CAMP4520.
Okay.
Yeah, just type up there, you'll have three albums come up right there. And then as far as the ringtone for Kaken, you can text Kaken to 33563. And also, I'm about to start shooting a video for that. So be looking out for that on YouTube.
Okay, that video, we expect to see some love.
We uploading that video.
All right.
ASAP on Smooth Drummer.
Now I gotta also ask you. Now, you got any shows coming up?
Hey man, I was just about to say that. Anybody out there in Cali, give us some of that Cali love. You know, we're doing for the low right now. Maybe not too low though.
Man.
You know, so I'll let us about that. But yeah, we got shows all around the D all the time. You know, so.
So,
but yeah, I'm really trying to tap into a whole nother market. That's why I hooked up with some people, you know, Harold Whaley hooked up with him, and I'm really trying to get international with this thing because I can't sell myself short of nothing. And I feel international. That's what my clothing line name, Star Status. I feel like a star. That's how I operate. You know, got to have that star status.
Oh,
I need to be in London rocking shows and everything. Because it's some people, it's some artists over here that go overseas and get love. You know what I'm saying? And get paid to go overseas and get love. That could be me. And I can even double and quadruple them. You know what I'm saying?
I know that's one of the things, you know, I'm seeing a lot of artists. I remember back in the day, MC Light, when she was doing nothing here, but she was like the number one single over in Europe. And there's another artist that we talked to here out of Arkansas, Peasy Baby. You know, her single was number 7 in Europe, but nobody knows who she is here. I was going to ask y'all, did y'all plan on touching on different international markets? You got any connects over there, anything like that?
Yeah, we actually, I just released my mixtape in the Philippines, and I actually did a half Philippine and half American song called Beautiful Women. I'm going to upload that on Smooth Drummer in probably a couple weeks or something. You know, but yeah, and the reception was real good over there, but without that steady, I do have a connect over there. I'm just waiting, you know, you let everything take its course. So that's what I'm doing with the Philippines. And I also got a couple people over in Japan in the service that we're trying to get some stuff to. And we also just talked to Andy Bible. So we have basically contacts all over the world now. So we definitely gonna be sending out press releases and everything to the different publications and sites and just really, you know, trying to get some love like y'all showing us, man.
Hey, well, you know, it's all about reciprocating the love. You know, I'm a hip hop dude, so you know, and I'm you know, we independent, so you know, I always look to holler at different independents and, you know, try to network so we can all build each other up. You know, because I think that actually in today's climate, it's our time because people are tired of what's going on with the same old on the radio and on TV where they force this stuff down your throat, where we got an avenue, which is the web, where we can do what we want and
no censorship.
No censorship. We do whatever.
I feel much more comfortable like that when you just do your thing it's a lot of people that is not doing their thing.
Right.
They're doing other people's thing, like Gucci Mane thing. Let me just put that out there. If it's like that over in Cali, or man, it's like that in the D. Everybody want to sound like Gucci. I can mess with Gucci. I can listen to a couple of his tracks, but you know, as far as the people that's trying to be Gucci, I don't want to hear that. Let me hear you, bro.
Right, exactly. Now, I was going to ask you that. Like, if there was somebody, you know, who you working with now? I know, you know, you and your cousin, y'all doing your thing. Now, who y'all got coming up under y'all? And who are you looking forward to working with, if you had a chance?
Well, first of all, after Foster's album gets success and do what it's going to do, then you're going to have me following up. You feel me?
Okay.
And then, besides that, we got a whole camp of this really solid artists, you know what I'm saying? And it's just, you know, it's a timeline that we got to put it in. And then we got younger cats like this young guy named Young Jay. He only 11 years old, you feel me? But he out here, he's cold. He need a little bit of artist development, but we working with him right now, you know what I'm saying? And hopefully he'll have some, he got a couple tracks actually, but he'll have a whole project pretty soon to put out here and push for that.
Okay. So.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, I was going to ask Mr. Black, now, you know, as an artist, what would you be looking to bring to the table?
You said as an artist, what would I be looking to bring to the table?
Yeah. Well, what's your style?
Oh, okay. I mean, my style, really, I mean, let me answer that. Hey, I can answer that better, man. Hey, he's raw and uncut. So when we give you his, it ain't gonna be much.
A couple tracks on any track. We bought track 7 or 8.
Yeah, if you listen, it's called Cash Black. If you see it on Smooth Drama, but he's really raw, man. He bring that wild factor to the table when he spit, and I really can say he's probably the most he's probably the hardest spitter in our camp as far as just really just. Articulate with his words, the rhyme schemes, the melody, it's all just right. It came about like that because I think it's because he got the head start on the beat. When he be making the beat, he be thinking about his lyrics. And he could have a song wrote by the time he done making a beat or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, and then it flows so perfect, you know, it just be like in perfect harmony. So I'll be like, you know, he came up, man, because he wasn't that sweet at first, but gave him about 2 years, man. He came up as an artist like crazy, and I just watched him develop. Like, damn, I better keep writing. I wrote 100 verses in 1 month because of him. So I'm like, I got to step it up.
Right. Well,
I wrote 100 verses in 1 month. So.
Yeah, competition is real good. I mean, you know, because y'all pushing each other to raise your game, step your game up.
Right. But,
No, I was going to say that, like, live shows, you know, what do y'all think of the live show scene? You know, because me, myself, I can't really feel artists if, you know, I can't feel them live. You know, like, if you can't have them live, I can't buy your tape.
Heck no.
I can't do it. No. You know.
I mean, man, you're going to get a great show when you come to see us, man. I'm telling you that now. I mean, we got people that can bounce for that. I mean, we also perfected that craft, too. You know what I'm saying? We actually, when we got, it don't matter what the show is, we get together and we go over what we gonna do and how we want it to look and everything, you know what I'm saying? So it's just, even if it ends up being 5 people in the field, and we gonna still do it like it's 5 million people in the field.
Right.
And I don't really like open mics, but at the same time, it was a positive and a negative, you know what I'm saying, like a double-edged sword, to where we could perfect our craft, but still we wanted, you know what I'm saying, we stopped doing open mics and we started doing our own shows. But as far as live shows go, you know, we got video of that too. That's actually an older video. We didn't play much since then, you feel me?
Right. No, I'm definitely with you, because I know y'all talk about y'all throwing live shows, and obviously if you're throwing shows, live shows, that means you've got an audience, you got people who want to hear you, and they want to hear you because you putting it down.
We definitely got a family. That's why we call it the C4 movement. You feel me?
Right.
It's a family, and like Paul was saying, we grew up together then. My mother is his mother's sister, so it's all about family, you know. That's first and foremost, and then business is totally separate, though. You know, we handle our business, then we bring it back to the family.
Right. So now, okay, Paul, then you. Now, you do that, and I know y'all looking to y'all putting on the show. You know, of course, you want to take over Detroit, and I'm sure Michigan and the whole Midwest, and then I know, like y'all was talking about doing your connect all over the United States and international. What's your end game? What do you see yourself like when you say, okay, now we've done it. We set out what we accomplished to do. What have you set out to do?
To be honest with you, I don't think I'm going to ever feel like that. I feel like the music industry is something that you got to be in for life. You know what I'm saying? It's lifelong. So an artist should never feel like this is the end game. This is what I set out to do. You know what I'm saying? I feel like it's always something else, another step to take. You know what I mean? Somewhere else to go. Some new people to meet. Somewhere else to promote it. So I don't feel like it should ever be, oh, I made it and I'm settled. You know what I'm saying?
Your first like your last. You got to treat your first like your last.
That you do. Well, I want to thank y'all for coming on the show. Thank you, guys. You know, and want to say, like I always say, if ever you got something you want to drop, something on your mind, no, we here anytime. So video, we encourage live shows, you know, any videos you want to add, whatnot, we're going to play them, obviously.
Okay.
And all right. Definitely, anytime y'all want to come on, you know, all you got to do is break me off a call. I got you.
All right. Yeah, that's definitely, see, that's a new connect, because whenever we drop it, you know where we who's going to get it first, you feel me?
Right.
So, and that go for when we do get married. You know, we still hollering at y'all.
Oh, I'm...
It's
love. No, if the plans that I got, I'm definitely going to be hollering at everybody that hollered at me, too. Believe me.
Right.
So, one...
I got a question for you.
Go ahead.
Did you cop the ringtone?
Did I cop the ringtone? No.
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't got the ringtone.
Okay, I'll put you on the spot. I just wanted to see. So, did you feel the song?
No, I felt the song. I bought the song. I didn't buy the ringtone, though. I didn't even buy my own ringtone, so.
I was just doing my research on our listening market. That's all.
Okay.
But no, yeah, that's cool though, man. And let me just plug that one more time before I let Paul holler back. Case Mix, one word, at 33563. That's for the ringtone, people.
All right. Well, thank you, Mr. Black, Mr. Foss, for coming on. And look forward to hollering at you fellas again.
Hey, thank y'all, man. I appreciate it. I thought I was going to be at the 16 before I go.
Okay, I just want to, you know, patience. I just want to say that before I get off the air.
I see you rapping it, baby. I wish I had my whole webcam up. I throw the D hat on you. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all take it easy. I'll holler at y'all.
Okay, all right, man. Good looking.
All right, man.
Peace. All right, peace,
Arson. All right, that's it for the show. Dick Hugger, my man, Lil Arson. We out.
Peace, y'all. Awesome.
Don't forget, we got a wrap.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.